Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka, your community radio station. I am Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio for the morning interview are Nava Perlman and Gia Kim of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being in with me early this morning. Let me see here. Messing with the microphones for just a second. Sorry about that. So, Nava, it's your third year of the Summer Music Festival, correct?
Yes.
And not consecutive years. You've come back here and there, but you've been playing with Zool, you told me this morning, for how long?
It's 20 years this summer. We were just talking about this yesterday. We basically, you know, it's sort of interesting. You think about all those years go by, and the actual way that Zool and I met was at a music festival. And, you know, what he does here, it was kind of similar. We were in Cape Cod, and I actually am not even sure that the festival still exists. It probably does, actually. I'm not even sure. But it was one of those things where you basically have no idea who's going to be there when you get there. Mm-hmm. You're sort of told ahead of time, okay, you're going to be playing, you know, this piece, this piece, this piece. You kind of arrive at the location, you meet the people, you start rehearsing right away. And, you know, unlike Zool, who can sort of over time, he's developed like a real group of people that that know each other. And, you know, sometimes you get there and you don't know anyone. And Gia's coming here for the first time. So, like, she knows me, but mm-hmm. she doesn't know necessarily all the musicians here. And you just sort of hope for the best and hope you get along with them. I hope you get along musically, but hope you get along socially. Anyway, Zool and I met in one of these circumstances. I didn't know him at all. And I had a rental car. He had no car. We were going from place to place. He was always in my car getting a ride from me. Uh-huh. And we actually weren't playing in the same piece on the program. We were playing separately, but mm-hmm. on two separate sides. Like, I was before intermission with somebody else. He was after intermission doing something different. Anyway, at the time he lived in New York, as I still do, and he was like, oh, I think I need a ride. It was like a long six hours in the car with Zool on the way back. And that sort of was the beginning of 20 years of playing together.
Mm-hmm. And 6 years ago, you came to Sitka for the first time to be a part of the festival?
It was something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember exactly the first year, but I think it was something like that.
And what was your first thought of Sitka?
I mean, you know, the thing is, you see on TV or in the movies, whatever, beautiful nature environments like Sitka, and you think, oh, wow, that's so beautiful. But to actually be in it is a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. And I think my reaction is probably the same that a lot of people have. You get here and you kind of can't believe how beautiful it is. You know, and I'm not like a nature crazed person. Like yes, when I observe nature, I'm like, oh, wow, that's interesting. But when you get here, mm-hmm. it's awesome in using the word the way it originally, you know, right. was used. It's awe-inspiring. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. And, you know, going hiking, or I remember I took a run in a mountain somewhere around here. I can't remember exactly the first year. I had to sort of pinch myself. Like, this is really one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have to go somewhere to work and then, you know, open your eyes and see that.
Yeah. And Gia, this is being your first year at the Sitka Summer Music Festival. I'm imagining you're experiencing a little bit of that now, maybe?
Oh, yeah. So last week, I'm fortunate enough this year where I was able to be here for 2 weeks. So I was here last week as well. And I had maybe 2 or 3 days where I could go hiking. And I was really just stunned. I mean, I love being in nature. Mm-hmm. I also live in New York City, so I should, you know, make more time to go to these parks and uh-huh. museums and such, but I don't. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times it takes me to go somewhere else to appreciate the nature. But here it's really unlike anywhere I've been. It's it's not only beautiful everywhere you look, but I think it the whole place is special because of the people. Mm-hmm. I think it's special because of the food. It's everything. It's the culture, and it's the music, and it's the festival, and the environment, and the whole experience has been so wonderful. I am really enjoying being here. So,
and can you tell me, how did you end up here? How did you find out about the festival?
I found out about Sitka Music Festival through Nava.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that Nava and Zool were playing together for a long time, and Nava had mentioned before that she had been to Sitka, and I don't exactly know how I ended up here. I guess she worked the magic. I just got the email or the call.
What happened was, Zool is one of these people. He's very smart. He knows it's a combination of knowing that people who play, you know, professionally, they look forward to summer as a time when they can play with people that they like,
mm-hmm.
and not just go to a, show up at a venue, have a rehearsal and leave. People want to spend time with friends, and they want to make music with friends. And one of the things that's so nice about this place is that Zool has a real generosity of spirit in this particular way. So he actually said to me, when he was making up the schedule, is there anyone you want to hang out with? Like, is there anyone mm-hmm. you want to play with and spend time with? And, you know, because I'm really open to suggestions. And obviously when he says that to me, it's code for, there's an unspoken subtext to it, which is someone you like who's a friend of yours who can actually really play like nobody's business.
Right.
That's kind of what that means.
Uh-huh.
And Gia really fits the bill. So I said, well, yes, I do have someone I would like to spend time with. And that I know, and this is the other part, that sort of having been here before, I sort of knew that she would really enjoy herself here too and appreciate kind of everything about what Zool has done here. In terms of the there's kind of a culture of enjoying music for the right reasons here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about people getting together and listing all the things they've done on their resume. It's about people really sitting down, playing music in the way that composers did, where you're sitting and feeling like, okay, it's after dinner. We don't have TV. We don't have electricity. All mm-hmm. we have are our instruments and beautiful music. And that's sort of like that mentality of appreciation for what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, if I had to, you know, bring someone along, I would definitely recommend Gia. And he was like, all right, well, I'm still putting everything together. I'll let you know. And that was cool. That came together.
And Gia, you said you don't have a lot of musicians in your family. So what brought you to appreciate the cello as an instrument and come to be passionate about playing it?
I think it was the sound of the cello. It's supposed to be the closest to the human voice,
mm-hmm.
The range of the cello. And there was something about it that moved me, and I just loved it from the moment I heard it. I mean, I didn't grow up listening to classical music at home because my parents, I mean, they appreciate music, but I don't have any musicians in my family. So that's really how it started. It was something indescribable
mm-hmm.
that happened to me. And I think when I think about my life right now and how that affects my sort of musical life today, and when I think about why I'm here in Sitka, I think this is one of the reasons why I feel so happy here, is that what Nava said is exactly right. And I think what's so special is that it's really about what music can do to people today.
Mm-hmm.
And at this place, this particular community and this particular city. A lot of the times my life right now involves a lot of traveling, because I play in different places with different people for a different audience each time. And I don't really have a chance to be in one place for 2 weeks mm-hmm. and play for the same community, for the same people. And there's something about the people here that they're so observant and so appreciative and so aware of what we're doing, and it makes our job so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not thinking about myself. I'm not even thinking about how well I play or maybe I should be thinking about that more, but like, you know, it just goes back to the power of music. And mm-hmm. I'm not selfish with my time or how, what I'm trying to say. I just want people to enjoy it. And I think that is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find that, that's easy to do elsewhere and other parts of my life yeah. right now. So,
well, speaking of people enjoying it, we're a little short on time, so I want to make sure we touch on what you're playing tonight and Friday. Mm-hmm. So you're playing this evening. Nava, you're not on the docket for this evening?
No, or? I'm making dinner tonight.
Okay.
By the way, she is like the world's best cook. I call her the magic hand. Anything she touches just turns into something magical.
So what are you playing this evening?
I am playing in the Arensky String Quartet. It's okay. unique because it features two cellos. Usually in a traditional string quartet form, there's two violins, one viola and one cello.
Mm-hmm.
This one has two cellos,
mm-hmm.
One violin and one viola. It's by Arensky, mm-hmm. And it was a tribute to his friend and teacher, Tchaikovsky. And then I'll be playing a piece by Taneyev. He's another Russian composer,
mm-hmm.
and that's a piano trio.
Okay.
So that should be fun.
And then Friday night, really quickly?
There's a great piece for three cellos that Gia, Melissa Kraut, and Zul are going to be playing, and I'll play the piano part. By David Popper, and a piano trio in B major by Brahms, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. You've been listening to The Morning Interview. Joining me in the studio this morning were Nava Perlman and Gia Kim of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. There will be a concert tonight at 7:30, tomorrow night at 7:30, and then a brunch on Sunday. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.